Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. We're starting on the Amud with the very first line. I just want to dedicate the Shir this morning and for the rest of Shiva to the three young children and adults who were killed yesterday in the Pigur by Lee, Elisha Antman, Arel Masud, Nachman Shmuel Murdoff, and Ofer Feynman. Should be a Ilui for their Neshomas and Refuah Shleima to all those that are still wounded. Okay, so we asked the question at the end of the daf yesterday that if you don't have to, the question was whether you had to specify the neder or not. The Gemara says, maybe you'll go to the chacham after she made a neder to get the coin over here. I was specifically about the coin after he's done his avoda, and then he goes to the chacham and he asks the chacham for a hatara and he stays with his wife. And it turns out then that Lemafreya, he did avoda psula while he was with the woman he was supposed to be. The Gemara says, no, the madrinan lay barabim. It wasn't a regular neder when they made him make the neder. It was barabim. Now, what exactly this madrinan lay barabim means, is not so pashut. But I suppose the idea over here is, there's no Rashi on here. But the idea seems to be, that it's not just a neder between one or two people, it's a public neder. Therefore, a public neder, we'll see in a moment. I don't want to spend too much time, we've got a long daf ahead of us. But a public neder is a machloket. There seems to be an opinion, at least, not everybody agrees, that if a neder is made in public, then there's no hatara for the neder. Right? Not even by the husband. We'll see just now. Says the Gemara, Hanich leman dama neder shul dar barabi man lo afaras. That works out very well with that side of the machloket that I said. You know, who says that... That you can't cancel a neder, a publicly made neder. But how are you going to answer this question of ours according to the other side of the machloket that says even if it's made by Rabbi, it can still be cancelled? We've got this kohen who made a neder. He's going to leave his wife. He did the avodah, comes down, goes to Hadnat Darim, and now according to that opinion, says it can be cancelled. Whoops, we cancel the neder. So Gemara is like this. We're now making very, very fine distinctions. What's the difference between a neder that was hudar b'rabim, made in public, as opposed to a neder al-da'at rabim. It was made al-da'at. Look at Rashi, what does it mean al-da'at? With the knowledge of the rabim. Rashi says, kach yomru lo harei anu madirin otcha al-da'atenu. In other words, it seems to be a difference when the guy makes a neder in front of people in a minyan, or when the crux of the neder is that this neder is made according to our understanding of what things should be. In other words, it's a neder which can't be changed. That's how Rashi explains it. Even a person who says that a regular neder made in public can be changed, a neder made al-da'at rabim, right? If it's made with the consent of the rabim, or according to the understanding of the rabim, according to the conditions of the rabim, that wouldn't have neder. Most like v'ani mili. Now, the Gemara straight away sort of limits this idea what we're speaking about. That's when it comes to a reshut. Look at Rashi. That's only if the what's preventing him, and what the neder that he made, is limiting him from doing things that he would want to do, but not from doing mitzvahs. Aval davar mitzvah yesh lo hafara. Says the Gemara, even if it was a neder al da'at rabim, but we need to matir him for Torah mitzvah, then we can. Look at the Tosfot here. There's a Tosfot. Second Amud says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Mishum de Mistoma Nichada al Rabbi Mishum Mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Tam says, how come if we made a neder al da'at Rabbi that we can matir the neder for mitzvah? For mitzvah? Because Rabbeinu Tam says, it appears then that even Chachamim, when they made the neder, they didn't include if it's a mitzvah, they're not preventing God from doing a mitzvah. Volume Rabbeinu Tam, the al da'at, the words the al da'at, according to the knowledge of, he says, if you say al-da'at so-and-so people, you can make it in front of, according to Alec and Joe, whatever. That's even if they all do. You say al-da'at rabim, so then it has to be made in mamashin rabim. If it was made al-da'at yachid, if you made a neder al-da'at according to or in accordance with an individual, that doesn't mean anything. It's only when it's in accordance with rabim. So Rabbeinu Tam, he tries to limit it as much as possible based on the Gemara, and therefore it is limited to divrei reshut, not to divrei mitzvah, which is very, very interesting. I'm not sure over here I imagine when it comes to a kohen, if he's the only kohen in town, so you wouldn't allow him to be makti the neder because the guy's pasul from kahuna without that neder. You understand? So when there's an issue in a Torah, obviously you can't come and say because there he's not asked to do the neder is not going to help us in the case of kahuna. The neder only helped us do the avodah because he made a neder not to go back to his wife. So there, if you makti that neder and you say now he can go back to his wife, they won't help you do the mitzvah of birkat kohanim. So that's not the case you're speaking about. I hope I didn't confuse everybody just by saying what I said. Okay. The Gemara is an example. This is quite a tragic story. There was this kid who taught, it's not a kid, a teacher of children. Makre Dardake. Right? Look at this. Rashi is over here. The Daadre Rav Acha al Dard Rabbi. That Rav Acha made a neder. Look at Rashi, Shloi Lamed, look at this, he should stop teaching. Unfortunately, this is something which we hear about all the time, right? A teacher who's a dangerous teacher, right? Al Dart Rabim, Dahave Pasha Beyanuke. Look at Rashi, he said, Pasha Beyanuke. Chovatan Yoter Midai. Used to hit them a little bit too hard. No one's saying don't hit, but just don't hit them, but hit them too much, right? Let's look at the Lashon, Yoter Midai, right? There's a Rashi in Bechor that says Balkeotan umetim that he'd beat them and they would die. This was a guy that lost his temper on these children. The law ishtaka va'ahadre Ravina. So Rav Acha made the neder al dat Rabim, and then ahadre Ravina brought him back. Why? The law ishtaka the dai kivate, because as bad as he was, they couldn't find another teacher who could teach as well as him. Okay, we're not going to pass judgment now on Ravina. Okay, but there's an example of you make a neder al dat rabim. It was like a public decree. You know, like today you'd say, you'd publicize, ostracize the guy and social sanctions and publicize it. That's what dat rabim means. And nobody can, you can't be part of a minion, you can't come this, you can't get a job, and you can't do this, etc. Comes along rabim and says, what can we do? We need teachers for our children. We're not the teacher. So I suppose you take him back and you just put someone else in the classroom to control him. I don't know what you do. But that's an example of al dat rabim. Okay, then the Mishnah carried and said, "Va'edim chotmim al haget mibnei tikkun olam." That was the takana of Rabbi Gamliel, that the edim would sign a get tikkun olam. What do you mean mibnei tikkun olam? Doraita hu, dichtiv v'chatub b'sefer v'chatub. The pasuk over there says, right? We got a pasuk that says, "Sador bekesiv yiglu v'chatub b'sefer v'chatub." Quotes the Yirmiyah here. V'chatov b'sefer v'chatub. So it's not read from the Chumash, but then we got v'chatavla. But Sefer Kritu, the way of Machloka, which Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar, how do the V'chatavla meant V'chatamla, or the V'chatavla meant to let you go to Rata get Lishma? Remember that we learned already. The Gemara is another pasuk here from Yirmiya. Sefer V'chatam V'chatum. So I'm Rabbi Lotricha, Rabbi Lazar, I'm Adam Mishirkati. Takir Rabbanan, Elchatim Ibnei Tikkun Ola. The Zim in the mighty side says, no, you're right. This is according to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says we don't need Adi Chatima. That the Chatav means the Chatav Lishma. So here it was according to Rabbi Lazar. Aloha to Rabbi Lazar. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel was Metaka. And even Rabbi Lazar, who says Adam Mesira, it's the Adim that you need when you're handing over the ghetto are responsible. But Kotikan Olam, he said they must sign as well. Why? The Zimnin, the Maite Zade, sometimes the Adim die. Maite Zade, the Adim die. The Adam Mesira. Right? And therefore, when the husband comes and challenges the get, and there's no Adim around to prove that they were there when the woman got the get. Inami Zimnin Dazlim Nadiyam. Well, sometimes they leave town, they go overseas. Right? So therefore, says Rabbi Lazar, you know, it's Rabbi Gamliel, even though Rabbi Lazar, Adim and Sirakarti sign on the gate, so if the husband comes and challenges the gate, we've got Adim who can say, no, we signed the gate. We know the gate was a kosher gate. The husband can't lie to us. That's really all the Adim are able to do, right? All the Adim are really able to do is to say, the husband can't tell us he never gave a get. We were there. We signed the get for the husband. So the husband said, yeah?
Sorry, did you say this is a Rashbag? I don't know that to sign.
Not Rashbag, Rabbi Gamliel.
Sorry, Rabbi Gamliel.
This was not, I didn't say it, the Mishnah. That was from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, just the Gemara brought a line from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said,
I don't see where it says that it's him. Just
Hitkin, Rabbi Gamliel. No, it's all right. So you're saying that it wasn't Rabbi Gamliel, that your deal.
I'm asking you.
No, I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying the Mishnah didn't actually mention Rabbi Gamliel. I understand what you're saying, but I read it in the Mishnah, but I could be wrong. Okay, you know what? I accept that. So it makes a good point that I just assumed. Rashi. Okay, so maybe Rashi's assuming. I didn't assume. I assumed that Rashi. I'm relying on Rashi's assumption. Rashi says over here in the Mishnah, I'm a dadad, I'm a bet. Chot min alaget, kol elu mitakanot raben gamlali azaka. Okay, so Rashi's open. Okay, so let's carry on. Thank you. So says that Mark Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi says Dolchicha. Rabbi's first answer was that it's all according to Halacha, according to Rabbi Lazar, but it's in case the 80 Masira disappear. Rabbi Yosef Amar, no. I feel like Rabbi Meir, you can even fit in this takana of Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rashi, that even Rabbi Meir would be happy with it. Why? That's not that the Eidim signed because of Tikkun Olam, that they always signed. But Rabbi Gamliel added something to the signing. What did he add? He added that the Eidim write down their names. Now, I can't work this out, to be honest with you. I don't understand this. What did they do before? They wrote their names just for the signature. Right? Kedetanya Barishna, you kotev, ani ploni chatamti eight. Because originally you'd say, me, Darren, I signed eight. But say there's their name. So I don't know what it means. Where was their name? I don't understand. Im katavyado, im tavyo yotze imakom acher kashev, im la pasul. So how would you know who it was? You'd have to find other documents with matching handwriting. And you could say, this is that guy. We can match up the handwriting. If you couldn't, it wouldn't help. Am Rabban Gamliel, takana gdola, itkinu, shu mefashin, shemoten, begitim, ne, tikkun olam. Okay, we all still don't understand. Rashi Zaviya, ne, tikkun shem yachar, shir pashu, shemotam, Yachzuru achar yodehem. Okay, so the question is about siman. Lord, if they just write a siman, not their names, it wouldn't work. V'har rav tziar kura, rav chenina tziar charuta. That's a palm tree. And what's a kura? Kura is a what's it? A fish? A kavra? What's it? It's a kavra, I think. Tziar kavra, fish. Yeah, tziar kavra. He drew a fish. And rav chenina tziar charuta, like a palm branch. Rav chizda samech, a leta samech. Rav hoishe an ayin, did ayin. And Rabbi Bar Rav Huna tzir machuta. What's a machuta? There Rashi's vilon tzvin, like a sail of a ship. So they had like emblems. They had emojis. They had emojis for their signature, right? So what do you mean? Why are they writing? So they write for Rav Hoshe. So the Gemara says Shani Rabbanan. So the Gemara says that Rabbanan is a famous Rabbanan. Are different. Why the Bakin Simanai? Their simanim, their signs of what they are well known. Everybody knows them. What is me simanim? Sorry. So he says, I remember the Bakin Simanayu. Meikara, I think. Simanayu Meikara. Meikara Bemaifkinu. So he said, how do people know that? He says, Badiske. What's Badiske? I says, Shitrei Shelobachuvot Veshlomot. They write Shutim. They corresponded with the community. They're well known people. I suppose you would recognize, if you're familiar with Igrod Moshe. So you'd probably recognize Rav Moshe. No, Igor Moshe is not, you don't see his signature. I'm trying to think of a shoot. We actually see the guy's signatures. Like you've got a lot of haskamot in Svarim at the beginning of a Sefer. So you've got like a lot of haskamot. And sometimes they put in the handwritten haskoma, which is like, instead of the printed one, you see the guy's handwriting. So the signature. So I suppose if he's well-known to Tamil Chochem, you know his signature. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Hillel Hitkin Prusbo. Now we finished Rabbi Gamliel. And now we discuss Hillel. Hillel wrote a Prusbul. Moshe says, Nan hatam, we've got a Mishnah. Gemara quotes a Mishnah over here in Masechet Shvit. It says Prusbul and a Mishamet. Then once you go to Prusbul, you can't cancel the loans. And right, Zeecha bin Advarim Shirkin Hillel Azakai. And this was a Takan of Hillel, not Rabban Gamliel, Hillel. But they're from the same family, right? So you realize it's in the blood, right? It's all in the blood. They're all from the same family. And they understood the purpose of Takonis, right? And it's also for Tikkun Olam, I think. It's not written here, but if you think about it, it's also for Tikkun Olam, because what's Tikkun Olam? We'll see in a moment that people stop lending money. So he had to find a way to Metakana Olam, that the world would carry on going and people be able to lend money to the poor people. It's also Tikkun Olam. Right? Shai ta'am shenim numi halavot, they weren't lending money to each other. Right? Why? Because the Shemitah year was approaching and they were scared. I'll lend you money, I'll give my money back. So I'm happy to lend. I want to give it away. And basically giving it to you now means giving it away. Right? V'avru al-mashkatu b'torah. Hishamilacha, the Torah tells a specific warning over there in Sefer Dvarim. Hishamilacha, be aware. Penye davar im levavch, im davar im levavcha, belial, you'll be have disgusting thoughts in your heart. Lemor, kervash tarasheva, the 7th year is approaching, shalashmita. Vera'a enecha bachin, you're going to look badly in your brethren. If you're on the poor guy, veloti tenlo, you won't give him. Vekara alech el Hashem, and he'll cry to Hashem, vayavach achet, and there'll be sin for you. It's mind-boggling. Sorry?
It says
Did it say Tikkun Olam? Ashkoach. Okay, so now, they obviously just read it. I'm starting to be doubt myself now. What's written in the Mishnah? Mishnah says, Vehilal itkin puzbo b'nei Tikkun Olam. Ashkoach. B'nei Tikkun Olam. Thank you. Right, thank you. B'nei Tikkun Olam. Okay, so itkin puzbo. Vezehu gufos. And the Quran tells us, what's the goof of the puzbo? Right? This is all in Mishnah in Masechet Shvit, by the way. Mostrani lachem ploni dayanin. Remember, we had this already. We had this puzbo. We had a kasha between Rav Nachman. There was it Rav Nachman, I think, who we're speaking about whether we just how many were in a baiting of, and we said was it two or three, and he wanted to bring a case of a baiting, and we said that a baiting could be two as well. Who was it? There was a machloket. It was a couple of daf ago. And we said, what is the Tana Rochel Socher that he goes and counts all the it said Ploni Dayani Ploni Praya on Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet at the bottom. And Amar Rav Nachman, and it was Rav Nachman Rav Sheshit arguing about how many was considered a baitin. Remember, he's a baitin two or three. So Rav Nachman said, he said, Amar Rav Nachman, how do I know that a baitin is two? He says it's nine, right? And he quoted this Gemara in Masechet Shvi'it. Exactly, the Perik Yud, Mishnah Gimel. It's exactly what we're quoting now. That's what Mishnah Dalit. It says, Mostrani lifnechem, ploni ve ploni hadayani. Remember that? On Dama Gimel Amud Be. And then we said there was Rav Nachman's proof that a dayan, the debate is only two. The word brings that Mishnah now as well and says, Mostrani lifnechem, lachem ploni dayanin. Here it just says, not doesn't say ploni ve ploni, it says ploni dayanin, the judges. Shebemakom ploni. I'm handing over the debt to you, and you're going to then allow me on your behalf to go and collect whenever I want. That's how Prusma works. And that's a Prusma, which is a Metake, and we understand why. Now the Gemara asks a question. Is that possible? The Midoraita, the Torah tells us that after the 7th year, on the Sheshmita, you oyster the money. And comes like Hillel and says, I've got a way to get around it. Don't worry, just start a puzzle. And they don't have to worry about Doraita. Just now, we have some idea that on Shabbos, you can do melocha because you do it on behalf of a goy. You know, you're going to do a deal with a goy. All the melocha that's being done, you actually being done for him. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's not straightforward. But I'm saying that's a question. So Abai says, no. Abai says, calm down. Beshvit bismanazeva Rebbe. He says it's long. He says it's not Hillel. All right, it's Rebbe, and it's Shvit bismanazeh. Now Rebbe came after Hillel. All right, bismanazeva Rebbe. Look what he says about Rashi. Shvit bismanazeva Hillel kerebi sfirlei. Hillel held like Rebbe. The Amar Shvit lahashmatat malve bismanazeh drabananu. Right, and now Rashi actually points out here. Look at this. V'afal gav Hillel bebayit sheni hava. How can you say Hillel was Bibanazeh? Hillel was Bibaychaini. Bibaychaini was we would imagine would be a Doraita situation. What, there was no Shmita in Bibaychaini? We'll see the problem in a moment. Right? What's Abaya's opinion over here? The Bibaychaini, listen to this. Hoyel velohaya Yovel noheg. In Bibaychaini, Yovel, there wasn't Yovel. Right? Lo nahagu Shmitin midoraita. So since there wasn't Yovel, and we never had the going back of the Nachalot, etc. So even if there was Shmita, it was still only a Shmita de Rabbanan. Amazing, eh? Right? V'amrinam be'erichim, so every time I'm bet. Manu yovalot lekadesh Shmitin mid Rabbanan ka'amar. When they counted the Yovel cycles there, it was only lekadesh Shmita de Rabbanan. U'matzati, listen to what Rashi says. U'matzati b'talmidei Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi. Shekhatav Masechet Gitin beYerushalmi. He says that he wrote that in the Yerushalmi it's written, Minayin she'ela Shmita noheget ela bezman sheYovel noheg. How do we know that Shmita is linked to Yovel? Maybe the Shmita can be Doraita, even if Yovel isn't, even you aren't practicing Yovel. It says, davar hashmita shamot. It mentions Shmita twice. Ze davar hashmita shamot. Pasuk im dvarim tedvav. Ze davar hashmita shamot. Kol baal mashe yado ashe yesh prey, etc. Right? He says, called echat shmitat Yovel, vechat shmitat Shvi'it. So the Yerushalmi, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, seems to link the two together. But Rashi says, but I saw a contradictory opinion of the Tanaim in Torah Kohanim, that's Midrash of Vayikra. It says, the Shvit noeg bismancha and Yovel noeg. Contradictory, we have, says that Shmita can be when isn't a Yovel in the Torah Kohanim. V'omer ani, Rashi says, shehi machloket. Machloket Tanaim over here. If Shmita and Yovel are linked to each other or not, can you have Shmita Doraita when Yovel isn't being practiced? Or if there isn't Yovel, you can't have Shmita Doraita. Because according to this Gemara of Abaya, he's going with the opinion of the Yerushalmi that says that if there's no Yovel, and even if you're having Shmita, it's not Doraita. Now this is even maybe when most of Amish are living in the land, right? Which is quite interesting. We always say that at the moment, all of these dinim are Dorabanan. Only when we have all of Amishon living in the land, which some people have said is fast approaching, by the way. There's talk that's fast approaching. I personally don't think that, I'm not an expert at all, but my instinct just tells me that it can't be because our lives will be too complicated. I don't think we're ready for such a situation. And also, I think there's so many hundreds of thousands of millions of people in the world who are Jewish that we don't know that they're Jewish. So therefore, even if the amount of Jews that we know, the majority living in Israel, there's still the vast, a big majority, I think, aren't living in Israel. Because there are thousands of people running around who are Jewish who don't know that are Jewish. They don't know that they're Jewish and they're Jewish. Okay, let's carry on.
This has serious implications for Shmita.
Massive. Okay, let's carry on. Yeah.
Aaron, also, I'm taking it back one step. In other words, if we did have Yovel, we did have Shmita, then what about Tikkun Olam in that situation?
So you're saying that would undo Tikkun Olam?
Yes. So you also need a tikkun olam.
Well, maybe in that stage Mashiach would come, then that would be tikkun olam.
Or maybe what I thought also is maybe people's brains will operate differently.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm saying Mashiach will come in a situation like that, or a situation will be an equivalent where that will become tikkun olam. Vayomahu, Yashem Echad Ushmo Echad, and then all these things will make sense. Yeah, okay. Meshvit Vit Kinila, so says over here. So the Gemara says, okay, that's fine. So what Umi committed to be right to Mishael Shvit Vikini Al Dom Shakir Amar Abba Shvit Bismana Zeh. Okay, Rabbi, the Tanya Rabbi Omer Vezeh Dabar Shmita Shamot. Bishtei Shmita Ketub Ben Aber Echad Shmita Karka Vechad Shmita Ksafim. Bizman Shtam Shamed Karka Tam Shmed Ksafim. Bizman Shere Tam Isham Shmed Karka Iyat Tam Shmed Ksafim. That's why we have a prusbul. Because when we haven't got Yovel, we haven't got Shmita Doraita, we haven't got Shmita Doraita, we aren't worrying about the land situation, then we don't have Shmita Ksafim either. And look at the Rashi, the last Rashi at the bottom of the Amud there. Right? Afa Pisha Shmatar Ksafim Chovat Agufi. So Rashi asked the obvious question, wait a second, Chevra. They're two different dinim here. Karka is Dina Karka. Shmatar Ksafim Det is Dina Beguf. When we say that Mitzvot Tliot Paretz, that's not putting on tefillin. Giving stocker, paying loans, that's not a dvarim shetluim bakarka. What are you talking about? Two shmitas over here. So he says, no. V'ena tlayu ba'arif, nonetheless, yalfinan behekesha, delo nehaga. You've got a hekesha because of the shmitat shamot, that even though you're right, the one is tlayu bakarka and the one tlayu baguf, the hekesh puts it together. Because I mentioned the same pasuk, and for shmitat ksafim is linked to the karka. Even though it's a mitzvah shebaguf. Right? V'takin, so the Gemara says, okay. V'takin Rabbanan, the tishamet. Sorry, no, there's another question. And Abaya carries on. Yeah, I wrote on top, actually. This is the brighter continues. So why do we need a prusbul then? Why do we need a prusbul? If it's no longer Doraita and it's not mishamet, so what do you need a prusbul for? The debts don't cancel even without a prusbul. Why are we all running every Shmita year to try to prusbul? Machlok at the beginning of the Shmita, the end of the Shmita, we do it at the beginning of the Shmita and the end of the Shmita. What's going on? She says, "V'takir Rabbanan d'shamet." And Chacham are the ones who metake, metake. Look, Rashi Bizban Azeh, that we Shmita works. Why? That zecher the Shvit. So we shouldn't come to forget. Right? And now, right? And therefore, because Chachamim and Metaka in that Shemitah works and does Meshamet the debts, Ra'a Hillel She'nimnu Ha'am Ilahavot Zed Zeh Amad V'kin Prusbel. And therefore, Hillel saw that the Derabanan of Chachamim, the Takana, that we should remember that Shemitah and these such things as Shemitah Ksafim, if they were Metaka and Derabanan, came along Hillel and created the Prusbel. So the Prusbel helps you understand. Why? Because the fact you got to sign a Prusbel is the greatest way to remember that Shemitah Midoraita would wipe out your debt. Because you're actively involved in signing a Prusbel, not to write out your debt. And the only reason the Prusbel works is because you know that it's Doraita and not Derabanan, and Derabanan now would have worked. But by signing the Prusbel, you remember what it would have been like if it would have been Doraita. So it actually works out beautifully. So now, says the Gemara, different.
Derabanan today.
Today it's all Derabanan, sure. Everything's Rabbanan today. Truma, Maser.
So why is it such a big uproar about Shemitah during the Shemitah?
Because it's Metaka and Rabbanan. You want to count it Rabbanan. Try and keep it. Even look, the fact that you're not Metzuveh, that's a machloket, by the way. I think Rabbi Baruch have a share about this before the Shemitah. I think there's a machloket. If it's Doraita, you and it would, it's Metzuveh, right? When is Doraita, so to speak, so then you have to do it. But when it's not the writer, so it's, you can, there's still a mitzvah, or maybe there isn't even a mitzvah. It's a machloket. So I think we say there is even a mitzvah. It's just it's not compulsory. It's a reshut. But it's still a good mitzvah. It's still a good way to do it. It's still the ideal. Done. That's out of our scope. Let's carry on. So now the Gemara says another question, which is linked to that question that we just said. Umi kamini dimi doraita lo misham teshvit v'takin rabbanan teshamet. What are you talking about here? So midoraita, there's no shvit, doesn't work. And Chavim came along and said that's going to wipe out your debts. That's almost geneva. Right? Not almost. That is geneva. Right? Look at Rashi. V'nimtza, Rashi says it. V'nimtza halove gazlan apim. The lender, right? We get confused. Who's getting the money? The guy who's receiving the money is the borrower, right? Not the lender. The lender gives the money, right? I never know this. I'm bad in English. Right? So the borrower is basically, if he doesn't give you back your money, and there's no mitzvah in our Torah, he stole your money. So we're allowing ganovers. We're allowing gazlanim over here. You're ridiculous. So Rava Amar, Rava says, no, hefker. Abai says Sheva Al Tase. Abai says, I don't get carried away. It's a Sheva Al Tase. So it's just the Chachamim said, you know what? Ba'alove azeh Shevu Batel, ve'en osei ha-mitzvah lifroi et chovo, ve'lo ha-kar le bi'adai, v'chi agav le-mutel ha-kod rabbi nator, k'gon shofav, he says, Rabbi, she's like, there's a mitzvah to pay back the loan. All he's doing is not fulfilling the mitzvah. He's not stealing. He's just not fulfilling the mitzvah of giving it back. And Rashi says, the other examples we do, for example, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, we don't read Megillah on Shabbos, all these things we do, we say, don't go and read. Don't do it. Just don't fulfill the mitzvah. So don't fulfill the mitzvah, yeah, don't give back the loan. It's not that he's stealing, just not giving it back. Okay? Let's carry on. So rather, that's our buyer. Rava says, no. Rava says, difference altogether. Rava says, hefka baitin hefka, yeah. He says, that's the, we're going to do the hefka hefka. Baitin can take money away. They can expropriate funds. So the baitin decided to take the money from the malve and give it to the love. Right, the Amrav Yitzchak, minayin shehefke beitin hayefke, now the machlokes over here of what the source is for beitin hefke beitin. Where do we see a source in the Torah that the Chachamim have got the right to take this money away? Shneimar b'chol asher lo yavo l'shlosh tayamim ka'etzel asarim. There's a pasuk over here in Ezra. So whoever doesn't come on those 3 days, v'askeim yochram kol uchusho, all their property will be expropriated. So we see Chachamim can punish you and take your property away. And you'll be excommunicated. Rabbi Elazar says, no, another source. He says, the pasuk of Yeshua says, this is a pasuk in Yeshua. These are the nachalot that they inherited, Elazar HaKohen and Yeshua Binun, v'rashay ha'avot lematot b'nei Yisrael. Why they're called Rashay Avot, the heads of the fathers for the tribes of Israel. The Gemara says, what's the heads got to do with the fathers, with the families? Fathers can decide what to do with what to give to their children. They can do whatever they want. So the heads can decide to give and take from the nations whatever they want. Okay, we're not going to do those if we're satisfied with those psukim or not. Let's leave it alone for the meantime, right? The question now asked on Prusbel. Kin Hillel Prusbul, Le Dare Huda Takin or Dilma Le Dare Almanami Takin. When Hillel made the Prusbul, did he make the Prusbul just for his generation or for all future generations? So Gemara says, Lamai Nafkamina, what do we care? He says, Le Batule, can another Jaya, a Beitin, come and cancel that Prusbul? Right? Now, why would he want to cancel the Prusbul? Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says over here, Le Batule, Le Hoshiv Beitin. Why would you want to have a Beitin? Look at Rashi. He's going Melamed Zchut over here, right? He says like this. I ichshu dare. If maybe the generation are now becoming kasher, right? Shelo yumonin melahalvot. And now they want to lend money. On the contrary, it's a generation of tzaddikim who feel the need to lend money to the poor. So levat letakra hilel shafilu ketav prusbul yishamet. And then let them let's go back to the original Torah believing. What was Hillel's concern? The people didn't want to lend money. If suddenly we see guys want to lend money, so let's do away with the Prusbul. Maybe that. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Yeah, Mart Ladaru. Now that's our question, and that's our basis for the question. The Gemara now explains the tzad to the different possibilities. If you say it was just for his generation, then they're no problem, let them cancel it. Eliyah Marat Ledare Amenami Takim, if you can tell me no, Hillel made a takana for all future generations, then we've got a bit of a problem. Why? Because what do we say? The Gemara quotes a very, very, very important principle. Masechet Avodah Zorah, and Nimuad Katan Megillah, Eduyot, we've seen it all over the show, right? That says like this, Ein Beitin Yachol Levatel Divrei Beitin Chavero, one Beitin can't cancel the decision of other Beitin, Eleim can unless, Gadol ha'menu b'chochma minyan. It's a greater beitin in chochma and minyan. So in other words, a beitin in generation A makes a din forever, a takana, for the few, doesn't limit it to his generation. He makes a long-lasting takana. In generation B, they're bound by that takana unless they've got a beitin that's greater in chochma and in number. So there it was three people, they've got to be six people. There it was three huge dayanim, he has got to be six huger dayanim. Otherwise, you're stuck. So what's the problem? What's the answer? Was it only for his dare or the dare alma? So when it says Toshma, let's try and see some source of here from Shmaites, from Namoraim later on. The Amar Shmuel said, look, I've been a Prusbul Eli Babave Dana de Surah. Shmuel says, you can only write a Prusbul where? In the Beitin of Surah, Iba Babave Dinin de Harda. In these two major Batei Dinim. Look at Rashi. Either the Beitin of the Surah, which was the Beitin of Rav, or the Beitin of the Nahari, which was Shmuel, was there. Now, Rashi actually, just before we finish the Rashi, let's go back into the Gemara moment. And now he says this, if you think that this was a Takana forever, then any Beitin could make a Prusbul, not just these two major centers. In other words, the fact that it was two major centers means that it wasn't a Takana forever. But these two major centers could maybe make their own takonas. That's what Gemara wants to prove over here. So just look at Rashi for a second. He says, "The chiyam of Shmuel hach milta v'chiit shel hach shalta b'bei midrasha." When Shmuel said what he said, and this question was asked in b'bei midrash, "Have b'edina derav ami v'rav asi?" These batei din of Surah and Pupadita were Rav Asi and Rav Ami, or maybe they right v'hainu de meshane. And this is maybe the answer. Rashi says. Shmuel wasn't talking about himself. Like Rashi says, Rav and Shmuel. Talking about Rav Ami, Rav Asi. Now, these were actually friends. They were chavarim of, I think they're the same generation. Steve, please look over there. I think that Rav Ami and Shmuel were colleagues. So he wasn't talking about himself. He wasn't being pompous. He's saying like Ma'at Beitin. Right? He was saying only in big Batei Dinim. And therefore, the principle was that it obviously wasn't a clear-cut principle that Hillel said, just write a Prusbul. Even if you wanted to rely on that principle of Prusbul, it had to be a very serious Beitin to do it. Right? So in other words, so that would be that answer. The Gemara said, wait a second, that's not so pasha. There was another question on the answer to the first question. Deal mekitakin Hillel the Dari Alma. Maybe on the contrary. Maybe Hillel really was metakein for all future generations. Kagon Beidina Didei Ukarav Ami Rav Asi. Right? And like those types of Batei Didim, of Amir Asi, the Alime Lafkoe Mamona, right? Avalakule Amelo. But even Hillel, when he was Metaka in the Prusbul, he only if shared, he only enabled specific, powerful batei dinim that had the ability to go in and actually take money from people. Not just stam a beitin. You couldn't stam a beitin in your house or three people and run a prosbul. That's what it means. That's why Shmuel said that Rav Asi. Not that Hillel wasn't metaken. He was metaken for future generations. But even when he was metaken, it had to be done by a beitin that had a lot of teeth. Okay? And there the Gemara now says, Toshma, let's do another Shema of Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, hi, Puzbalad, Ulbened Dainu. They've got a Shmaite, which Shmuel seems to imply that these Puzbalim are an embarrassment, an Ulbena, right? An Elbon to the Dayanim. Look at Rashi. That seems to be that you put in the Dayanim in a situation where they're taking money away, which is that we aren't really entitled to. Right, look at the Kerem of the Gemara. And Shmuel said, I eyasher chayil. Look at Rashi, imachzik koach. Shmuel said, if I become strong enough, that means I become, have enough authority, avtaline, I'll cancel Prusbel. Shmuel didn't like Prusbel. Now the Shmuel said, wait a second, what do you mean? V'ayim beit n'yachol levatel t'vir beit n'chaverim k'en galo v'en v'chokma b'inyan. But Shmuel, wait a second, you compare yourself now to Hillel? What do you mean, I eyasher chayil? Even if you become chayil, you're not going to be on the level of Hillel and have his baiting to go and cancel. Here the Gemara is now saying, maybe it was Ladari Alma, right? For the future. So Gemara is the Hachikam, that's what he meant to say. Ime Yasher Chayil, Yoter Mi Hillel, Avtalinei. Shmuel was sort of like dreaming, right? He said, if I would acquire power greater than Hillel, then I'd cancel. But he realizes that he can't. Right? So that implies over here that the Puzbal was Ladari Alma forever, that Shmuel made it kind of forever. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, on the contrary, Akaimena, I would, if I had the power, I'd make sure it stayed, says Rav Nachman. Right? So the Gemara says, Akaimena, what do you mean it would stay? You'd institute it. Hi, Mikai, the Kai, it's instituted. No, no one's taking it away. What do you mean you will? It's there. So the Gemara says, Akaimena, Eima Bay Milta. He said, I'll go even one step further, says Rav Nachman. Da'af al-gav de'lo katuv kechatuv dami. Even if it wasn't written, I'd say that's the din. You don't need a prusbul even. But in this day and age, because of the takana of Hillel, you right, even if a person never signed it, it's as if it's signed. Why? Because that's mamish tikkun ola. Because then no one's got to ever worry about lending money to anybody. Because even if they don't by mistake get it, if they forget to sign a prusbul, their money's still safe. At the moment, the way it is, well, I don't know, I'm passing aloha. But at the moment, by the Gemara's understanding, it is that Hillel's takana was a good takana forever, but you had to write the prusbul. See, if you lent money to a guy and you forgot to write a prusbul, waste the money. So it's coming out of Nachman and says, if I had enough koach, I'd go one step further than Hillel. Right? Yibailo, Kashi in the Mishnah, now the Gemara's a question. When Shmuel said this, hi, ulbana, right? What does he mean it's ulbana? Lishna de chutzpahu or lishna de nichutahu? Was he saying that it's a chutzpah for the dayanim that they've got to become gazlanim, so to speak? Or was he saying on the contrary, right? It's good for them. Why would it be good? Look at Rashi. Lishna de nichuta. Lo asa'uhu ele lenachat hadayanim. So on the contrary, this ubana was a good thing. Why? For it was in their favor. Shlo yatrichu. They wouldn't have to worry so hard like vot malvotehem lifnei shvi'it. Shlo tavo shvi'it v'tashmiteh. Hilchach I asher chayil avtaleine. I'm not sure that I understand that Rashi, to be honest. But he says, I think what Shmuel is saying over here is, on the contrary, this prusbul makes life for the dayanim too easy. Because now they aren't in a rush to go and give the guy's money back. Like, yeah, it's a prusbul. We'll deal with it in a year's time. So the poor Malveh at the moment is waiting for his money, and the Loveh is not in a rush to pay back. And the Beitin aren't doing anything because they think, well, it's not going to rush. If we knew that there was a deadline over here, so the Beitin would run and go and get the money back and help the Malveh. Now the Beitin say, oh, it's a big deal. So there's a lot of Prusbul, we can wait. No urgency. Let me just finish 1 second there. That's the worst question. So Toshba, we're now to try and prove, is it Ubana mean chutzpah or is Ubana nichut? In other words, when Shmuel said that chutzpah, he's saying that the Dayanim are being insulted by having to do this job? Or is that on the contrary, that the dayanim now are becoming lazy, they aren't doing their job properly, and that's why we want to cancel it. Not because I don't think it's good, but because the dayanim aren't helping the guys get their money back. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Dama Ula, Aluva, right? Toshma, Dama Ula, Aluva, right? He says that Ubana is Aluva, right? That it is Mamish and Aluva, La Chutzpah, Rashi Chatzufa. From where does he know this? from Kala. The Gemara quotes a pasuk over here. Let's see the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. Kala shezinta bekeriv chupata. Right? He says, Amar Ula, aluva. What do you mean, aluva? Kala shezinta bekeriv chupata. A woman, a bride, who's mezane. Look at Rashi. Ba'od shekina Yisrael besinai. What Am Yisrael was still at Har Sinai. Asu et ha'egel. How do we know the egel? Sharei lo nasu misinai ad lachar hakamat ha'mishkan b'shana shniyah. The whole time, after they didn't travel from Sinai until the second year, a year later, when they after they built the Mishkan. In other words, the whole thing of Chet HaEgel all took place at Sinai. Right? So and there he says that's aluva that kala shezinta mash bekev shechapul chupatan. Amar Mari Bered Rav Shmuel. Now here, Mari Bered Rav Shmuel. This remember I met a couple of daf a few Gemaras ago. I said that it's called Bat Shmuel. I think this is the mamish the case. I think there's a note there, or someone says something, but Shmuel's daughter we know was captured and she fell pregnant from the goy and then he converted afterwards. But I think that the child's named after Bat, after the daughter, not after the father. So that's why it's called Bat Shmuel. Maikra, what's the pasuk? Sa'ad shamedech b'mesibo. Nadrei nerdei natan recho. It says that Ad Shamelech, the king, still in the party, b'chupato, in the chupa, says Rashi, Nardei Natan Recho, Bosmei Azav Recho Atov, the perfume, the good flavor went away. K'mo v'lo Natan Tzichon Et Yisrael. Right, so he says over here, but look what he says here, Rav Mari Bar Shmuel. He says, Nardi Natan Recho, it's Amar Rabbah says, Adayin Chavivutu Gaban. Hashem still loves him. Why did he Natan? He says over here, the pasuk says, Nardei Natan Rechot gave its smell off. In other words, it lost its smell by giving it. Look at it, it didn't say that it went bad. So we see even embedded in the pasuk there, Hashem still didn't lose it. You know what, let's end off over here. That's a good place to stop.
What I wanted to say,